Leaders of the 15-nation Caribbean community want an independent inquiry into the circumstances surrounding the departure of Jean-Bertrand Aristide. The ousted Haitian president says he was abducted at gunpoint by U.S. Marines, a charge Washington strongly denies. Here with his reflections on the allegations is regular day-to-day contributor and Weekly Standard senior editor Christopher Caldwell.
Last Saturday, Haitian strongman Jean-Bertrand Aristide was only hours away from getting seized by guerrilla forces who had rallied his outraged subjects behind them. Judging from the history of Haitian military coups, he was not in an enviable position. American forces managed to get Aristide to the Central African Republic, where he is now choosing between several exile possibilities. It is the second time the U.S. has rescued Aristide from the consequences of his misrule. In his position, most people's vocabulary would consist of two words, thank and you. Instead, Aristide now claims the U.S. kidnapped him. He is backed by certain American lobbyists and lawyers who were on the receiving end of tens of millions of dollars in Haitian government money that Aristide spent during his lavish exile in the early 1990s. With the kidnapping accusation, the principle that no good deed goes unpunished appeared to get written into international law. So Americans can be forgiven for asking why they should now lift a finger to help an ungrateful Haiti rebuild. One answer is that Haiti will not be cost-free under any circumstances. If the U.S. fails to engage in a good deal of tree planting and hospital building and election monitoring and food aid, then it will pay in Coast Guard patrols and naval blockades and welfare spending for poor immigrants. But the better answer is that Haiti is worth it. In the 1980s, after decades of dictatorship, much of the Haitian middle class bravely bet their lives and fortunes that Haiti could become peaceful and free. It was a bet that many of them lost, but Haitians kept their cool even when it emerged that free elections might work against their private interests. It's too bad that those free elections, once they brought Aristide to power, had no chance of ever being repeated, but it would be wrong to punish Haitians for their forbearance at the very moment when they've been liberated from their misjudgment.
Opinion from the Weekly Standard senior editor Christopher Caldwell.